Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is World Wide Web, Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. Steve Cypress here. Over 100 degrees again today, even though summer's officially ended. Don't tell that to Mother Nature. The heat has not yet abated. Here in way too sunny and way too hot, southern Arizona. So today is World Wide Web Wednesday, but for those of you who were with me yesterday, I said it was World Wide Web yesterday, and my topic was a World Wide Web topic. I then was going over the recording, looking at it, and saying, hey, last one I did was Monday. Where's Tuesdays? And then it dawned on me yesterday was, in fact, Tuesday. So that's what happens when you are in the midst of launching and growing and expanding so many projects at once, taking advantage of this amazing, greatest time of opportunity of our lifetimes. I didn't even know what day it was. The message I shared yesterday was a World Wide Web message. You can scroll back a day wherever you're watching this on YouTube or LinkedIn or social media or my blog, podcast, Twitter, Facebook, wherever. To catch that one, today I'm going to share a topical Tuesday message that I meant to share yesterday and forgot what day it was. So, as if today was in fact, or were, indeed, or however the grammar police want to say it, topical Tuesday, here's my rant on a topic that is in the news, that is newsworthy, that is topical. And it is the fact that not one but two recent court cases came out with the most obvious, easiest rulings of all time in court cases, where judges in Pennsylvania and Michigan, two thoroughly and desperately anti-Trump, purely political battleground states, governors came out and were destroyed by the judge, just railed all over them and said, it's not even close. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, basically. One judge said, I think it was the Pennsylvania one, said that the governor there, his lockdown orders were shockingly arbitrary. Something, if you've been with me ever since the first day of the lockdown, you've heard me share the news and the fact that that was the biggest mistake Trump had ever made. The excuse of, well, we didn't really know what the virus was all about back then. Still an excuse, still at the time, and looking back every day, it gets more and more clear. Any orders to lock down, shut down, destroy the economy because of a virus, or specifically this virus in particular, obviously ridiculous, well-intentioned, as many government actions are, but in reality, of course, lockdowns caused and are still causing and will continue to cause tremendously, by multiples, more damage than this or any virus ever could. And so the governor in Pennsylvania basically said that, like, don't be ridiculous. I mean, the judge of Pennsylvania. Don't be ridiculous, governor. Your lockdown rules are so shockingly arbitrary. In other words, so easy for him to rule. And the governor in Michigan, in that case, said that anti-Trumper, political-minded, battleground state governor who, of course, wants to shut everything down and lock everything down so Trump can't come out and say the economy's recovering and people are happy and they're better off than they were 4 years ago, because they're not, because Trump made that biggest mistake of his lifetime, or possibly any president's lifetime, and shut down the entire country and destroyed so many lives, businesses, incomes, households. I mean, just about everything negative is up. Suicides, divorce, child abuse, unemployment, bankruptcies, foreclosures, evictions, everything, unemployment, everything is way up. The only thing that's down is kind of like deaths by cancer and deaths by stroke and deaths by other things, because they've all been falsely recorded as deaths by COVID. But that's another story for another day, similar, but another story. But basically here, this ridiculously horrible anti-Trump, not Detroit, Michigan governor. That judge said, your edicts, your arbitrary authoritarian lockdown orders, are they approach, forget the exact phrase, but they come close to being, by definition, unconstitutional. Something like that. I mean, they are so obviously unconstitutional. I've been saying ever since the first day when Trump mistakenly gave the shutdown order, I was like, you know, am I going to look outside my window and see the China communist flag flying? I mean, where are we? We're supposed to be in America. What are you talking about? I'm not allowed to do this and I'm not allowed to do that because one person says so. And that's still happening all over the country, of course, until Election Day. Or whenever the election's decided, weeks or days or months after, or when the voting stops, a few days after, people will stop filling in false ballots and trying to catch up where they lost and all that kind of cheating stuff. But whenever that's over, you would think these governors would come to their senses and be honest and stop hurting their own constituents and allow people to go back. And, you know, small businesses can't sell certain items, but big businesses could. Home Depot's open. They can sell everything. But if you have a small hardware store, oh, you got to be closed. What? That is so patently, shockingly arbitrary and just absurd. You can't gather in a large number of people for a political rally or to worship in church, but you can if you're protesting. What? So wrong, so shockingly, obviously wrong right from the beginning. That's what these two judges said. And I would think if there's more cases being brought in more states, it'll say all the same thing. Easily 100,000 small businesses destroyed by the shutdown, the lockdown, the, you know, the anti-Trumpers making their political, these governors politically keeping, and mayors politically keeping their cities and states shut down just to try and get their least favorite opposite opposing party political candidate out of office. And hurting and destroying their own cities, towns, and inhabitants and constituents. I mean, just amazing. But finally, we have two judges stating the obvious, making, again, probably the easiest rulings of their entire lifetime. These ridiculous, arbitrary, authoritarian orders. I mean, I love when the anti-Trumpers go, oh, Trump's a dictator. He's a dictator. Have you heard of any of the authoritarian, shockingly arbitrary lockdown orders by these governors in these anti-Trump states? Like, talk about dictators. That's what the judge ruled. Said they're usurping the power of the legislator. They are violating the separation of powers. It's the legislator that makes laws and rules and regulations. It's not one person who thinks they are the king or queen and deem themselves. They just use the phrase the term emergency, and they think that allows them to do all kinds of arbitrary, authoritarian, ridiculously nonsensical orders that destroy lives. These two judges already said, of course, not. And if there are other lawsuits, hopefully similar in other states, or hopefully it doesn't take that, although unfortunately I think it will. It'll take until the election, because when the election's over, the anti-Trump governors won't really care anymore about being anti-Trump, and then they might start to think about their own constituents and let business owners run their businesses, let people who want to gather, gather, let people who want to leave their house, leave their house, let people who want to buy stuff from a small business instead of a big business, buy something from a small business instead of a big business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the topic for yesterday, which was Topical Tuesday, that I share with you today on World Wide Web Wednesday. Ah, did I make this overly complex by forgetting what day it was yesterday? And that'll do it. Thanks for being here with me today as the sun sets behind me in the west and is causing all kinds of issues here with the recording. And I will catch you back here again tomorrow. I believe it'll be Throwback Thursday. And I will catch you then. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.